You're listening to the Everyday Astrology Podcast. I'm Hilary Scott, your astrologer, and I'm here to bring you the current planetary conditions. So we are on the edge of a very big full moon in Aquarius that is quite transformational and liberating and will help us get in touch with our inner power and our inner creativity and also break out of any ruts that may have been getting in the way of that. So the moon is going to be full in Aquarius, and that will be at 11 degrees Aquarius, which is opposing the sun at 11 degrees Leo. So the polarity that we're working with is between Leo, which is warm and sunny and life-giving and also very, very much self-centered. It's a self-centered, like, you know, what are you going to birth in the world? What comes from your unique personality? And it opposes Aquarius, which is much more, how can I contribute to the whole? And how can we all work on this together? So it's very different energy, but yet they both, you know, they're opposites. So opposites always contain bits of the same, kind of the same energy or the same way of doing things. And then they also are complete opposites. So whereas Leo is sunny and warm, Aquarius can be quite cool and aloof, which, you know, Leo is very emotional and sensitive and, you know, has a pride that can be easily hurt, whereas Aquarius is much more, like, I guess, detached from their emotions and more intellectual and working through the intellectual realm. But it is also incredibly rebellious and individualistic, and it's kind of an energy that's very much wanting to liberate. It wants to liberate itself. It wants to liberate others. And it's good at seeing the world from like a big, broad perspective, and that it takes all kinds to make the world go round and let your freak flag fly and be who you are. And Aquarian energy, I always envy Aquarians because they always have this like quirky sense of style. Like they're able to express who they are with some sort of unique way of dressing or an accessory or something that kind of makes them stand out physically. So it's kind of a cool, if you need to kind of adapt your own personal style to, so you're expressing kind of your uniqueness on the outside, Aquarian is a great time to figure that out. You might, once that all the energy passes, you might be like, oh my God, what was I thinking? I want to get back to my turtlenecks. I can't wear these rimmed glasses. So it depends on, you know, you and what you jive with. But the Aquarian energy does help us to tap into our individuality, which is really needed if we're going to get where we want to go in the world, ultimately. So with this full moon, it is happening on Monday, the 3rd of August. And it does have, like, there's quite a lot going on. First of all, there's an opposition between Mercury. And not first of all, I mean, it's all kind of going on at the same time, but there is an opposition between Mercury and Saturn that will give you an ability to focus and work hard and kind of figure out how Mercury's in Cancer. So it's concerned with maybe the home and family and the dynamic of your roots and emotions and feelings, and it's very emotional energy. So in Cancer, with Mercury in Cancer, there's like thoughts about family and thoughts about home and grounding and feeling nurtured and safe and secure, and like establishing a secure place for yourself in the world as well. And then Saturn is in Capricorn, conjoined Jupiter and Pluto. They're all very close together in Capricorn. And that Saturn energy kind of wants you to step it up and take responsibility and toe the line and, you know, be responsible for your, not just yourself, but for the legacy that you leave and for the future. So it's a pretty big opposition ultimately. And it's like going to be like a this and that sort of feeling, like a pulling in two different directions, but it can give you an amazing amount of focus because Mercury in that Cancer energy kind of gets what Saturn is wanting to do in Capricorn with creating a foundation. And ultimately, Cancer and Capricorn are like the matriarch and the patriarch, or the masculine and the feminine. And so there is this balance that can be struck if we can actually integrate both parts of these needs. So we do need to create a safe and loving, secure space for ourselves and to feel surrounded by family and loved and supported by family. Doesn't always come. In fact, it's pretty rare that we're lucky enough to have a supportive family. So if you do, cherish it. And if not, then it's part of your path to go out and find your soul family and the people who support you even though they're not family, like a family should. And we can all do that. We've all got the ability to head out into the world and draw to us kind and supportive and loving people. And we do that by being kind and supportive and loving people. Just like that saying, hurt people hurt people. So I think loving people love people. So if you can do that, put that on your list, because it's a good time to kind of release anything that's in your way. That might be with the Cancer, Capricorn, Mercury, Saturn energy. Like maybe there is thoughts or emotions or like memes of programmable ideas that you've accepted, like just through your genetics or your lineage that you need to now lay to rest. So this is kind of potent energy for that. And you should be able to see the full moon shines a light on everything that we're kind of suppressing and the subconscious and the hidden. And so whatever you've got that you need to bring to the light, it's very likely that that's going to happen during this full moon. And it can be very triggering. Like you know, emotions that, like the subconscious is no joke. When you stick stuff in the subconscious, and you can see in your own birth chart what is in your subconscious, which is so immensely helpful. Because when it is in the subconscious, you actually don't see it. You don't consciously know that you're behaving from this subconscious part of yourself. It's very slippery energy. And with your birth chart, you can look at the 12th house or the 4th house or even the 8th house and kind of get a really good idea of what you might have hidden in the subconscious. And that helps you because there can be very self-sabotaging material there, because usually something's put into the subconscious because it's too much to integrate at the time of the experience. Or, you know, you've been born into a family where much of your personality doesn't fit. Like maybe you're an Aries born to Capricorns or something, and Capricorns are always like shushing you because they like it quiet and don't like ruckus, but Aries are like naturally loud and boisterous. And that would be very damaging kind of to the Aries personality, and probably the part of them that's boisterous, for instance, Jupiter, would get put away into the 12th house. So once that buoyant energy is stuck away, it's really hard to access. And then sometimes it'll come out, you know, maybe when you got tipsy and suddenly you act like a giant buffoon and are super loud, and it's like this exaggerated, distorted version of the energy that you had to hide away because it wasn't acceptable. So that's just an example of the kind of situation where you might suppress yourself. So be on the lookout for suppressed material, and it comes up into your conscious mind. And that is another great thing with the astrology, is we can see the nature of whatever it is that you suppressed through the planets. It's very helpful because, you know, sometimes you're sabotaging your very own success or your own relationships or your own, and you don't even realize you're doing it because the material that's sabotaging you is in the subconscious. So now's the time to open up your heart, and especially with the Leo sun, and be willing to kind of, you know, open up your arms and your heart to see what's going to come up and what you need to deal with and what has been stuck in the subconscious and what needs to be integrated back into conscious awareness for you to be able to succeed and further your own, you know, your own goals and attract your own dreams and that sort of thing. So it's pretty powerful for that. Also with the Mercury opposition Saturn, there is lots of mental and emotional work can be done and can be understood and integrated into your life to make you have a much better life. And it helps you focus as well. So your focus and your clarity should be quite good right now. What else do we have here? There is a square. Squares are, it's like a grand cross between the sun and the moon and Uranus. So there is this real, it's like an agitated, powerful, and it does actually, the Uranus energy is the ruler of this full moon. So there is that like liberating and free speaking and like kind of an ability to just be yourself. It's all challenged with this Uranus in Taurus. But Uranus in Taurus is, you know, Taurus is generally very methodical and doesn't like to do things differently, doesn't even like to eat different food, generally speaking. But with Uranus there, I'm sure every Taurus alive has been having a hell of a time with just their whole world being shaken up in some way. Something has come along into the world of Taurus and just shaken it up and making it like get like kind of shaking them out of the ruts they've been in, shaking them out of maybe beliefs that they've had or ideas that were very solidified because it's a fixed sign. So is Aquarius and Leo actually. So it's a fixed square. It's pretty like massive energy. And squares kind of force growth, whether we want it or not. When there's a square, there's this constant kind of pressure to figure it out. You can't just like walk away. You're like, what does it mean? And how do I fix it? And it's the worst when it's in relationships because you, like it's almost futile. You'll probably, when there's a square in a relationship that you have with a loved one, you'll probably never understand each other in that area. And it can be like a futile exercise. So if you want kind of peace and tranquility and ease, a square in the chart is not going to provide that. It's going to be like, oh, I never feel like I can be myself. And why do you want it like that when I need it like this? And I value this, but you value that. And it's just, it's endless like adjustments and never like kind of peace. So we're kind of, that's a big juggernaut in this full moon in Aquarius is this square to Uranus. And the sun is also square Uranus. So what do you need to liberate yourself from? What or who do you need to liberate yourself from? What situation do you need to let go? What needs to be free? Who needs to be free? The children need to be free. There's so much that, you know, this whole actually, so this is kind of, I'm speaking personally, with up until this point, whereas now if we take the major big hitting planets like Jupiter and Saturn and Pluto and Capricorn are connecting to this full moon as well. And it gives you an awareness. I think that what's happening, I guess it depends. I mean, there's so many different astrologers, there's so many different humans, we're all different, but we all have our different perspectives and we're all kind of zoning in or zooming in onto what we resonate with or what's true for us. No matter what, we're all looking at the planets, there's a million ways to interpret them, even though on some level we're tapping into the same resonant energy. But I do think that there is this exposure happening with some darkness in society that we've just been oblivious to. And that is no longer possible. Like in order for our society to heal and for humans to heal and Earth to heal, we need to kind of bring up our level of functioning. So things about society that we've all not really known about are coming to the surface, like the, you know, human sex trafficking. It's like, it's actually slavery. And there's millions of people around the world that are experiencing this. So it's important for us to be kind of conscious of what's going on around us, but then also conscious of what we can liberate in our own lives and how we can step into our own power and be our own individualistic selves and like get out of our own ruts, because it's so easy to just get stuck. It's like, and it's sad because life is short and we need to keep a move on. So if you can do that, if you can manage to open yourself up to where you might need to liberate yourself, you liberating yourself helps others liberate themselves, and all of us be aware that liberation needs to happen and that freedom needs to happen. And perhaps we can kind of lift the veils of illusion and see what's going on and be able to act appropriately. Because nobody likes to find out that they didn't know what was going on, or something was going on behind their backs, or that sort of thing, which has kind of been going on behind all our backs, actually. So we also, one of the aspects that's quite lovely, I think, during this full moon is the Neptune sextile Jupiter aspect, which really is all year we're under this aspect, but it adds, like, it's definitely potent right now, and it adds this flavor of like spirituality and mysticism and understanding like the deeper picture, understanding the bigger picture, maybe even the galactic picture, the cosmic picture. It's like seeing things on a much more holistic, maybe even like dimensional kind of way with Neptune. And it's very, you know, people with Neptune, they see spirits, they understand about different alien species. They like it's this very sort of sensitive, advanced way of feeling through the world with lots of Neptune in the chart. And sextiling Jupiter wants to be truthful. It wants to, the truth will set you free. And Jupiter wants freedom and liberation and honesty and, honesty, obviously. But it like, it expands things with, so that it's kind of like, I think that there could be this spiritual expansion happening. This maybe lifting of the vibration of humanity, which requires apparently a lot of truth and reconciliation, ultimately. So if you can tap into your spiritual side, and I'm sure if you're into astrology, probably that's quite well developed for you, because it really does give you this other layer of understanding reality that can help you navigate in ways that I don't know how you could navigate without it, really. Just knowing your own chart and knowing what's going down in the cosmos gives you this sort of grounded decision, like kind of executive decision-making place in your own life, which is great, because a lot of times we just sort of bumble along and aren't really aware of how much reality we are creating and how much we can contribute to our own worlds by intending to create the life that we want to create. So with the full moon, that's the time for the intentions. It's especially time to let go of things, call in what you need for support to let go of things if you need to let go of things. The North Node and Venus are in a conjunction also during this full moon, which the North Node is in Gemini, Venus is in Gemini, and it creates, like, the North Node is what we're moving towards. It gives many different ideas, many different ways, many different options. And Venus there is kind of like a blessing. It gives us this sort of, it might give us a lot of options, but having those options are a blessing and having those perspectives. And maybe, like, I'm just thinking about how generally humans have been trained to like get our information from the news, and the news is what will inform us. But now with the internet, like it's not our only source of information anymore. Like, that very well could be Venus and Gemini showing us there's this, there's that, there's this, there's all these different ways you could do it. There's all these different things that are going on right now. It's not just this. It's not just this solution or that solution. There's many solutions. And it could be there's like those frontline doctors have come out, and like seven doctors got on Capitol Hill and spoke about their success using the hydroxychloroquine, which has been around for like 70 years or something. So there's a lot of efficacy in its use. They've had, they know its dangers, they know what it is, and they've been curing people with, and very simple treatments have been curing people of COVID. Oh, I can't even stand that word for some reason. So the virus is actually able to be cured, and all these doctors have gotten up and spoken about their own personal experiences curing people with it, with great expense to themselves, because they all have licenses that could be revoked, and they've all been told to follow the World Health Organization recommendations, even though the US has pulled out all funding from the World Health Organization because it has been proven to be quite corrupt, like going into Nigeria and sterilizing a million women under the guise of a tetanus shot. that's what the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation just did, and they're the major funders of the World Health Organization. So there's that, and in polio, or in India, they gave a bunch of 400,000 girls became paralyzed with their polio vaccine. So all this is going on, and at the same time, the mainstream media is like, listen to Bill Gates, this is what he thinks we should do. Listen to the World Health Organization. It's pretty crazy what's going on. And these doctors got up and they shared their experiences because they said, and I thought this was really apt, that they weren't just going to stand by and be like the good Germans who in the Nazi days, when all the people were being put into camps and killed, didn't say anything. The good Germans all just followed along and did what they were told. And these doctors are like, we're not going to be like that because people are dying because they're not being given this cheap, effective, and available treatment that's there. Instead, they're, you know, being put on ventilators, which once put on a ventilator, they usually don't come back off the ventilator because there's so many drugs put in the body. Often they're kind of drowned by the pressure that's put in their lungs. So there's some crazy stuff going on right now. Once those doctors expressed themselves, they came back 2 days in a row, and the mainstream media and Twitter and Facebook and everything, everybody censoring them. Even the president and the president's son have like posted links to these doctors, and they're being censored. And that's crazy. Why can't we make up for our own selves what is the truth or what isn't the truth, instead of taking every other idea that doesn't, it's just very propaganda-ish that we're, and I don't think that we've seen censorship like this in probably our lifetimes. So, you know, with Gemini there, conjunct the North Node, this Venus there, conjunct the North Node, I do believe that options are being made available to us, and we need to open our eyes to see what those options are. And we need to open our hearts so that we can hear the truth and not be deceived and not fooled. So it depends. Yes, I am, you know, kind of more, I find more truth in the conspiracy theories than I do in you know, what's being shared in the news. And conspiracy was just a word made up when people started questioning that the deep state made up the word conspiracy to make people who questioned what happened to JFK seem crazy. So really, it's just actually people questioning that there's lies not being exposed, that there's some sort of secret information that we need to know. So I do think that that's the case, that we need to keep our ears open and our hearts open and our minds open so that we can see what the truth is and we can, you know, be there to stand behind the truth and to save lives. Like, if this is actually what's going on and people aren't being given treatment that could heal them because it's not, you know, it's not expensive enough or it's not vaccine enough or whatever, that's criminal. And it needs to stop. So there's lots of that going on as well. There's this sort of, it's kind of like this odd sort of underground war being fought all over the world, I think, which is shocking. The North Node there also is quite closely, it's like just coming up to opposite to where the galactic center is again. So the truth is like rising and it won't be held down. Mars is in Aries. Mars in Aries is brave and courageous and won't think twice about standing up for the underdog or, you know, stepping into position and fighting for what's right. So I think we're going to see more of that. There was actually today in Hollywood, I happened to just come across this live feed on YouTube, and there was a big protest to save the children from child sex trafficking. A whole bunch of people. I mean, it looked like a whole bunch. I don't know how, I couldn't count them. I'm sure there'll be news about it, or it will be censored and no one's going to hear that it actually happened. But it shouldn't be censored. I mean, what are they going to hide from us? The protest was children's lives, child lives matter, and save the children and free the children. And people marched through Hollywood, hundreds of them, yelling like, save the children. It was very moving. And I felt like, wow, like if this could spread all over the world, maybe these times that we're all in right now will make a big difference. I mean, obviously, there's going to be big differences to society, but on a real systemic underneath level, if something so horrendous is going on and we don't all stop it as a society, as a humanity, that's just criminal. So that's happening, which really would tie in with this liberating energy of this full moon in Aquarius. And we're coming up to the full moon. So see where you're at. You might feel really kind of agitated and like anxious or nervous or like even just actually very active and powerful as well. So see where you're at with that. If you can make sure that you tap into the part of you that wants to create like a free and loving and kind of a good for humanity, peaceful future, put that on your list. You know, make sure that you're clear about what you want to let go so that you can move forward. There is a lot of creativity for us to work with. And even with Uranus in Taurus, like there's creativity that can make wonderfully solid foundations and and draw in money and fortune and your dreams. Like it's like this big kind of pot of reality is swirling around and we can tap into the resources that we need very easily right now. So do that. Make sure that you tap into your resources and that you stand, you know, in your center and come from your heart. And you should be able to make wonderful use of this really powerful full moon in Aquarius. So if you have any questions, feel free to contact me. You can reach me at my website, which is everydayastrology.earth, and feel free to ask me anything. If you are interested in having a reading, I have opened up a few spaces for August because I was going to keep August off, but I decided to open up a few spaces for August to do mini readings if you're interested, which is 20 minutes for $30. And it gives you a real, I record myself discussing your chart and it gives you a real good overview of what's happening for you right now and where this is all affecting you in your life and in your chart. And of course, I'm always open to answer specific questions about that. So thank you so much for listening. I hope you have a most blessed and empowering and freeing full moon in Aquarius.